It's no problem to encourage people that are working for you. Encourage them. They need to know they have your support. But this guy went way too far when he declared race-baiting black leaders. Race-baiting black leaders. That was taking it a bit too far. And I believe he wanted to say something more than race-baiting black. If he's gonna put race-baiting black leaders in writing and send it to the public, can you imagine what he said behind closed doors? Can you even imagine? With the history that Norwood has, to say something like that, race-baiting black leaders. The police chief of Norwood contacted me and said he wants to sit down and meet. He said, please don't, you know, will you call off the boycott? Now, number one, I didn't call a boycott, Dwight. I didn't call a boycott. And this is why I put everything I say and do, I put it in writing. I never called a boycott. I did say, better think it, stay away from Norwood. Don't shop there. And I said, for your own safety. Because I interpreted what the mayor was saying. He was telling them, if you happen to kill an unarmed black man unjustly, I've got your back. Now, we already saw the picture of the Norwood police officer throwing a handcuffed young lady against the wall. Like he was throwing something that was not even human. And then the mayor's going to come out and say something like that? Are you kidding me? It was horrible. And we're not taking it anymore. The media's been calling me today asking, am I protesting tomorrow in Norwood? I let them know, no, I'm not protesting. Somebody may be. Somebody may be protesting tomorrow, but it's not me. It's not Nan. But it's a lot of folk upset. Choose where you take your money. That money in your pocket is power. Don't ever underestimate the power of your money. If they don't respect it, don't give it. Now, that's not calling a boycott. I simply said, because I was really thinking about youth. I was really thinking about youth. Don't even go in Norwood. I feared for our young people when I saw that statement. Race-baiting black leaders. Wow. I'm going to ask for responses from a lot of people. I need some folks. I need you to make a statement regarding what Mayor Thomas Williams said. I need to hear from the leaders of the Democratic Party. I need to hear from the members of City Council. I need to hear from the Hamilton County commissioners. Do you agree with what the mayor of Norwood said? Race baiting black leaders. Let me tell you something. We are not, let me be clear, we are absolutely not against police officers. We have never stood against police officers. Never. It is very important to me to maintain relationships with police officers. That is very important to me. Because we believe that there should be someone held accountable, or at least a thorough and transparent investigation. When unarmed black men get killed, that does not mean we are attacking police officers. And I stand strong against that mindset. It's ridiculous.